The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Reality NSFW coverage of the Challenge All-Stars 2, Episode 10, It Takes Two. That's right, we're talking Rob Bass, DJ Easy Rock. Pete, where the fuck was It Takes Two? I'm just like, man, slam dunk, no problem. Album's right here, let's go. Yeah, it's okay. I still love you, Pete.
We all love Pete.
Yeah. Okay.
Much love to Pete, as always.
Yes. No previously on the challenge. Tonight on the final, it's TJ talking, giving us a look back, going into this was a tough final.
Hell yeah. This is the final that should have been on last season.
It should have been on the main season.
Yeah. Why are they making the final so hard for old people? Like, it's like that. Like, if Survivor does an All-Stars, like, I want a more, I want that final challenge to be, I don't like stacking cookies or something. Like,
Johnny, we were talking about it at the end of Spies, Lies, and Allies, or whatever the fuck the name was at this point. Yeah. I don't care. Season 37. This final and how they edited it was what you were wanting that final to be. There was a lot of running. We know there was a lot of running. We didn't watch it. We saw the checkpoints. We saw the eating. And the only true running we saw was the running back and forth between the safe and the answer key.
Yeah. I mean,
no climbing up a mountain. I was a little sad there was no climb up a mountain.
There was no mountain. That is true. This was hardcore. This was not a funny episode. It had a couple moments. I mean, like, we've had so much fun throughout the season, but this was the TJ's final that we've been waiting for two seasons now.
Exactly. And I have to say, all the checkpoints were great. It was a well thought out final. There were so many different elements to it because you had the biking, you had the memory aspect to it, and you had the running, which, thank God, as we've already said, we didn't have to see people just running back and forth because I don't need that. Fast forward, show me what they need to do, and then get them there, and then show me solving them issues that they need to solve.
This felt like Cruel and Unusual Punishment.
It did. Like, when you count up, the amount of miles, even on a bike, you add the bike to it because you're still working out doing that. The amount of miles these people had to do in one day is insane.
Yeah.
I mean, it was over a marathon.
So exhausted. So thirst exhausted, physically exhausted, mentally exhausted, that they're throwing down their backpacks and water. Like necessary items. I just can't. I have to do this without necessary items.
Yeah.
That's insane. Well,
and the fact that the way they started it too, because they had the overnight portion where you're standing on the stumps, you're barely sleeping, and I guarantee no one really got a wink of sleep in the hammock, really, except MJ.
Yes. Well,
we heard the noise.
Yes, thank you.
I don't think Darrell was as thrilled about it as Ayana.
No, I don't think. Yeah, I don't think it was as soothing to others as Ayana found it. So that's like ordering one of those sleep machines from what was it? Not Brooks Brother. What's like the company at the mall, Sharper Image, but there's a nicer one. So, but anyway, let's just say for argument's sake, Sharper. It's like ordering a sleep machine from Sharper Image, but getting it from Wish. There's a difference. There's a huge difference.
Yeah, there's for sure a difference. But you know what? This was the best, I think, for this season, the best eight people to really narrate the final for us.
Yeah. Yeah, they told a story. I mean, as I said, this episode was one of the most enjoyable episodes of the challenge I've ever seen. Tugging on the heart and just just the raw and engagement of the viewer. But, you know, it was like we've seen some funny fucking episodes this season that, had moments of that. This was just a 45 minute, you know, here's some great television.
Yeah. And like the thing with finals is normally they don't hit as much as we like to think. Like we think about these finals, like all these like big masterclass episodes, but they don't really hit as much as they do. This one was just like there was literally no pause.
No.
In the it was literally just go after they slept. Or slept and not slept. They start the final. The rest of that, like, 35 minutes, which is nonstop action.
I thought this was part one of two. I'm just like, there's no way with the amount of just nonstop stuff that we... I'm just like, they're not going to fit it all. Like, this is... Like, apparently there's going to be 11 episodes. And it's not.
I don't even know there's a reunion because usually they air a preview for a reunion. They only they showed a preview of something else.
Yes, I'm excited about that. But still, this was a great episode, a great finish to the entire season. I actually found myself rooting for each and every team for one way or another because we got those heartfelt moments in the confessionals from them. And you're like, these are people that have been part of the challenge scene for a while and you want to see them get their win. The ones that haven't won, especially.
All right, so let's take it to the beginning. You know, we have little voice takes from each of our finalists. We have Melinda's explaining that she's a lot stronger than she thought she was. MJ's a dad, and he wants his kid to know he still has it. You know, then we, you know, we find out, you know, night one is upon us. Tech explains it's his first final. And then how does our TJ's final begin, Alex?
Actually, I liked that they started it with the you're going to sleep or not sleep. You're either going to be sleeping on a hammock or you're going to be standing on a piece of wood.
Yeah.
On a stump.
Yeah, I loved it. I loved it.
I love starting it with that, especially when I like realize, oh, this is all just going to happen one day. Like this begins it. Then you do a full day of torture, but you win at the end of that torture.
Yeah. Do you think they planned on that final going into the night? I feel like that, like, because like nothing was really lit up.
I don't think so.
On the runway. Yeah. And they kind of explain, you know, I think it's Melinda's just like, you know, this day has beat our ass. You know, we just need, you know, just concentrate for 15 more minutes. And that is said during the day.
Right. And we even see it like throughout the final stages of it where they're laying down, like literally out of breath, needing to take their time to even go to the next checkpoint. So I guarantee there were more moments of that we didn't see on screen. So they might not have been able to fully map out how long the entire final was going to actually take.
Yeah. I think Janelle says that the bike ride part alone was 2.5 hours.
Yeah. I know Tech said that like right before they were like on their last set. And he was like, we're already like two and a half hours in.
Yeah. Oh, you know, she said, Janelle says 30 miles of biking. Yeah. And then Tech says 2.5 hours. That's insanity. I mean, because that's just one part of five.
Well, like part of me was like wondering like, oh, well, why in this one would you need bikes? Other than like, oh, the cause like they have to balance. No, it's because of the distance.
Yeah.
They're so, like, oh, this brutal. Will help you a little bit, you know?
Yeah. No. Yes, no.
Because did they ever specify how long the distance was for the runs? We only kind of think the distance for the biking, right?
Melinda said the one to the cave felt like it was like 1.5 to 2 miles.
Which, like, if you have to go there. Back and forth that many times, that is exhausting.
Like, well, the cave,
no
you only had
on a...
Yeah, you only had to go once really to the cave.
Well,
like, yeah. Well, deep. If you were smart about it and you saw the... Oh, there's a lot of one dot and two dot, like John A. And like basically everyone but Tech and Ayana saw.
Yes. All right. So, we're standing on logs. Ayana misses standing. And I didn't mind seeing. Why is Ayana wearing some sexy lingerie here? Did y'all catch that?
I don't think I was focusing on that.
I was not focusing on that either, Alex.
Ayana goes through three wardrobe changes on the stump. It's crazy.
Was it comfortable?
Well, you have to do what you have to do. It ended up raining, so, you know, maybe they, you know, I'm had to take it. A little bit of clothing off. We don't know.
Yeah no. I mean, what's up, girl? So we hear standing in a log is nothing to Janelle because she had two premature babies.
Yeah.
All right.
No respect.
Yeah, there we go. Next is we have the montage of them standing and attempting to sleep, and we get Brain Stew by Green Day. Great song. I have their first, well, I don't have their first. I have their main album on vinyl. That was Brain Stew is on their follow-up. So I do not have that, but I have an MP3. So if that counts. So, but sure. The highlight here is Nehemiah farting. So thank you, Nehemiah, for lighting the mood. So that would be the few moments of levity we have for the next 40 minutes. So TJ shows up. Go change.
Hey, he was nice enough to bring them clothes.
Why did they not let them change the night before? Because like you have,
because you have to. I am all for. I have no problem with it. Like, I felt this was overly brutal, cruel, and unusual. However, you have to be ready on a moment's notice for whatever. So yeah. The fact that they thought they could go to that last elimination, and you know, it's going to be a big party, and then tomorrow we'll get up and talk about, you know, fuck that.
So, well, no, I'm fine with that, but make Darrell and Janelle change back into their street clothes, and then everyone's in the same type of uniform.
No.
If anything, that's worse for them. Like, you know, we don't know how cold he gets during the night.
Yeah, no.
They're just in shorts and a t-shirt.
Yeah, I got no problem with this.
Fair enough.
I mean, if he had made them run the final in their fucking, you know, outfits.
Well, that would have been funny. That would have been good.
I don't think they would have found the humor in it.
Well, we would.
I think a lot of them were quitting a lot sooner.
Yes. So, yeah. But no, I thought that was cool. Like, you know, like, be prepared. Boy Scouts motto. Come on. So yeah. So next, TJ explains the rest of the final. Please explain, Alex, because we do have some levity here.
Yeah, we have a lot of things going on here. So the first part is phase one. You have to grab, you have to race along a winding path that has black arrows on it, people, black arrows. And you make your way to the nucleus, where you'll have instructions for three separate checkpoints in the jungle. It doesn't matter what order you do them. You just have to complete each of them. And when you complete each of them, you win a piece of a mandala. What's a mandala? No one knows.
Oh, sweet. What about TJ?
No, he doesn't know either.
Oh, sweet.
He's like, fuck me if I knew.
So they just throw it in there just for the hell of it.
How great is that?
I feel like there's someone on production who's like, this is what it actually means. We're not going to tell TJ. Like, we're just going to tell him it's this. He's like, okay.
Yeah. And he's going to be like, I don't give a fuck.
This is what you mean. I don't need to know. I don't even know who's going to ask me. Who's going to ask me what it means? MJ asked, fuck you, man.
Yeah. No, TJ's like, this shit's fucking Paramount Plus. I don't give a fuck.
But only three teams advance through phase one to get a chance to win the money at phase two.
What a fucking brutal day. So it's time to start phase one. We have the Pulp Fiction inspired. That's right. We're talking Pulp Fiction. Pulp Fiction inspired song by was that Black Eyed Peas? Pump It.
Yes.
Okay. I didn't look that one up. I just thought I saw Black Eyed Peas in concert. They were okay.
I would imagine that would be the case.
Yeah. So I think it was like a Lollapalooza or something, and they were like one of the first bands playing. So there was hardly anyone there. So, but they were into it.
That's good.
But that was like I feel like. They became a lot more commercial after that, and this is part of the commercial stuff. But I do like the Pulp Fiction music. So.
Yeah, of course, man.
Yeah. So anyway.
So remember when I was saying, like, follow the black arrows? Black arrows take the path.
Sure. Well, why wouldn't you?
Well, I guess, like, when you start to not see them anymore and you see blue arrows, you just follow the blue arrows.
I don't think that's what I think they saw the black arrows and they saw where they could jump on the blue arrow early. And it was it was a roll of the dice, and I'm possibly doing that too.
I honestly think it was a mistake on their part, and they see it and they're like, well, let's just keep going forward anyway. Maybe it's helpful, like you said. Honestly, end of the day, they're lucky that they were a strong team. I don't think they recover as quickly as they did.
Yeah, no, they were an amazing team. And it really didn't. I mean, like, there was no advantage. Like, I felt like there should have been less food for who finished first.
Oh, yeah, there should have been something.
Yeah, there was no advantage for finishing first or second or third. So, like that.
Oh, well.
Well,
you know what? It's because it's all stars. You know, back in the old day, no one got an advantage.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, they should be used to that. So,
yeah.
But there should have been a fucking Razor scooter in the fucking cave.
Or a flip phone.
Or a fucking T-Mobile fucking sidekick.
Oh, yeah, sidekick. My bad.
No, I mean, I'm a dice roller. I think I'm probably doing the same thing. Oh, hold on. Let's see. Molly Gray says there was an advantage. What was the advantage, Molly?
I guess rest. They got their rest more than the competition.
I don't know. All right.
I don't think that really helps.
Melinda got to put her swollen ankle up.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. So we'll see. We'll see if Molly has a... Oh, here we go. A minute head start for Mel and Nehemiah, 30-second head start for Janelle and Darrell.
Oh,
they just didn't show us.
Why would they tell us that, though? I feel like we would need to know that information.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like it helped them.
No. You know what? We'll get there.
I know your thoughts on it. I have a theory.
I have a theory, and we will see. Okay. So, once again... Would you guys roll the dice on the if you saw the arrow earlier? You're like, no.
There's probably, I feel like, you gotta follow the directions though, just because like that's really really risky, especially in a final situation. Well, I know you roll the dice, but I'm just saying it's $500,000. If that is what TJ told me to do, I'm doing what TJ tells me to do and following the black arrows.
See, I'm like, it's $500,000. I'm rolling the dice, taking any possible advantage I can.
Unfortunately, there's really not much an advantage you get from going to any of them early.
No, but it could have been.
It could have.
Yes.
But you would have been like betting on red and you come up black.
Yeah. Well, no, like I was in Vegas one time and there's this dude, like I'm walking past the roulette table and there's this dude look just like Wesley Snipes. Might have been Wesley Snipes. No idea. And, you know, like I can't remember that shitty movie. He always bet on black. So I'm walking and I'm just like, oh my God, this is karma. This is kismet. This is it. So I threw $100 on black. It hit green. Fucking green. I'm just like, Jesus, don't even let me play the game. So fuck you, Wesley Snipes.
Well, I will say, if you ever find yourself in a situation where you're on an All-Stars, go ahead and take the risk and see how it works out for you.
I will.
There you go.
There we go.
All right. We learned. Challenge accepted.
Yeah.
There we go.
You don't have to ask him twice.
Yeah. There we go. All right. So next we see Tech and Ayana with the bikes, and we get a little
in first place.
In first place. who would have guessed on phase one? First place, Tech and Ayana with a little Lupe Fiasco kick push. I love this song so much.
I do not
own it on vinyl. But something like Kick Push, I would get more fun with my Rain 1 DJ setup. So if I don't have that currently downloaded, it will be. So I know it's on my phone. Anyway, so I do love Ayana. Ayana on a bike is something special, but Ayana choosing that there's the left side of the road, there's the right side of the road. You know, it depends on what country you're in, what side of the world that you choose. Ayana doesn't have to worry about that, because no matter where she is, middle of the road works for Ayana.
I will say this. I was surprised Darrell and Janelle did not run her over or attempt to run her over. Because
they could have hurt themselves.
I'm just saying that seems like too nice for Darrell. Like, I know Darrell was ticked off, but I could just see Darrell saying fuck and just plow.
I think there was a lot of tongue biting.
Well, if you want to just fucking plow, get Blue Chew, promo code Survivor.
Boom! Look at you. Welcome to the club.
There we go. Plugging our shit. There we go.
You want to plug some shit? BlueChew.com, promo code Survivor. Boom!
Got him.
Thanks, Lauren.
Always.
We can do more, but they're more stretches. But we'll see. But honestly, it's because I honestly think Darrell doesn't do it because, you know, Janelle's complaining about her back. You don't want to blow out her back. But if you want to blow out her back,
boom,
BlueChew.com, promo code Survivor.
Wow, that's good. We can do this all day. All right. Next, it's we have Nehemiah and Melinda on the memory board, and you know, and they're just so happy that they have the ability to work together. I mean, you know, it's been since what Real World Austin.
Yeah.
You know, these two have had one another in each other's lives, an amazing friendship, and we get a little right here by SWV. Oh, that's my girl, Taj George, Survivor. How cool is that?
That's we awesome, love us some Taj. Honestly.
Yeah. So if you guys would like to meet Taj George, let's see. The first Wednesday after March Madness, I will be at the Doghouse Saloon in Nashville, joined by Figgy from Survivor, Libby from Survivor, and Taj George from SWV and Survivor.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Look for tickets at SurvivorTix.com. So let's see. Next. John A and MJ literally get redemption and perseverance in what, 12 seconds?
At least on the edit.
I mean, wow. I mean,
that's impressive.
Melinda is a pretty awesome. If you're a male, to have Melinda as your partner, you're doing pretty good. Okay. Okay. I think Jody. Pretty good. I think Ayana, pretty good. I think Janelle, other than complaining, pretty good.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
John A, the MVP of if you get to pick a female partner, that's the one you want?
I mean, like, especially now that she's proven twice now she can handle a final. Like, you already know that she could handle the regular season of it all. Like, the politics... get by, do decent in the challenges. She's smart.
She is. She is. And she's kind of cute. I gotta say, that girl.
That's a known fact, though.
Oh, my God. That girl, you kind of cute. Just, John A, what up?
I mean, honestly, she has one of the best political games out there currently, and she can perform under pressure, which we obviously saw in this final.
Yeah. So, but like, I mean, she's like CT on puzzles.
Mm-hmm.
She's smart. Like, yeah. I'm not like, that's me. Like, cause when you say someone's smart on reality TV,
well, that like, there's levels.
You know?
That just means you're not stupid, is what.
Right. Like, it doesn't really mean
you're smart. If you're just like, hey, yeah, that person's sort of just like, oh, so they're not a complete idiot.
They can do basic math.
Yes.
Or challenge math, as people like to call it, because the challenge doesn't follow PEMDAS, you know. They just go like, go in order, and that's the equation.
Yeah.
Because they don't think that the contestants will know how to do it.
Yes.
So they just simplify, go in the line. Just follow the line and get your answer. Yeah. But John A is actually like smart.
Yes, I agree. So next, the bike is 30 miles. Not we were told at the beginning of phase one that the bike portion was easily the easiest portion of the three options because you're riding a bike. How could it be difficult? Just start at a nice slow pace and then you know you'll work your way to the harder stuff. I'm thinking the bike part was the worst.
Yeah. I honestly think it is too. Like, I'm not the best with memory type challenges, but like, they're probably 1 to 2 miles out. And you, like, depending on how good you and your partner are, not that many trips. Like, I doubt the amount of trips you have to do on either one of them combined equals the amount that you had to do for the biking.
Well, and the worst part with the biking too is you're tethered together, so you can only go at the pace that your partner's able to go. So if you have a shitty person that's on the bike, you can literally go at a snail's pace because you have to.
Yeah. And they seem like tight tethers. I mean, like we had the earlier daily in which they had to hold the other, and like it was just so lame. It's just like, oh, like come on, guys. And then this is just like, you probably could have made that tether another 6 inches longer, but just for safety concerns.
Well, then if they did that though, then Tech and Ayana would have just blocked out the whole entire road, and nobody would have been able to get through.
I mean, that's strategy.
What's the problem with that?
Got earning.
No, I'm not saying there's a problem with it. I'm just saying like we would have seen that, and then maybe we would have seen the crash.
Once again, I got no problem. Crash TV, bring it.
Yeah.
That's ratings. So even though they're just on Paramount Plus, it doesn't matter. All right. Not only is it 30 miles for the bike leg of the race, it is 115 degrees. I think we're getting a lot of hyperbole here.
Oh, it's definitely hyperbole. hyperbole, but it's like I would probably give a good guess that it was very like over 100.
I'm sure. So
that's all you need for it to be brutal.
Yeah, I went to AEW wrestling last night, and Hangman Adam Page, the AEW champion, comes out, and we're in Raleigh, which is 90 minutes from his hometown, which is like I live 60 minutes from there, and he lives 30 minutes from me, so that jived up. So it was 90 minutes, and he comes there, he's just like, you know, this championship means everything to me. You know, I filled a battleship full of blood, and it's just like, whoa. Relax with the hyperbole, buddy. it was not appreciated. It was I'm just like, well, then you're dead. Like we're watching a zombie here. So, yes. So the human body can't make that much blood.
No.
Not a whole battleship.
No.
Okay, maybe like a portion of it.
Yeah.
But no, like a small portion, like a room. Half a room.
I don't think you could fill a room.
No, you can't. Well, it depends how big the room is.
Depends on how big you are. Like those 1,000-pound sisters?
Yeah.
That's a lot of blood.
That's a lot of blood.
Yeah. It's like sugary blood. Sticky. Very sticky.
It's thick, though.
It's thick. It's very thick.
I love how we ended up here. But I do want to say something regarding...
And if you want it thick, BlueChew.com, promo code Survivor.
Yes, you too can have it thick.
Oh, my God. No, but I want to say something regarding the heat, though. What the issue that they ran into was the rain came too soon. It happened on the overnight when they're standing on the stumps. If it would have came during the actual final portion during the daytime, I think they would have fared a lot better.
The only problem is that bike trail potentially turning to mud. I don't know if you've seen World's Toughest Race on Amazon Prime. They're in the rainforest of Fiji, and they have the bike portion, and the mud from the rain, your bike is a non-factor. Like your bike is just a weight that you're carrying on your shoulder versus something you're riding.
Well, again, as we've talked about, better TV for us.
Well, that's great. I think they had you say it'd be easier with the rain. I'm just like, there's a possibility that they're carrying this bike for 30 miles.
Well, I meant easier to handle the heat, not necessarily to complete checkpoints.
Well, I would ask for a weather forecast before the challenge began and base my bike portion on that. So there you go. So next, Melinda falls and twists her ankle. Oh, no. Is this the end? No. I don't know. We'll find out after the break.
Oh, spoiler, no.
Lucy Nicotine is a company founded by Caltech scientists and former smokers looking for a better and cleaner nicotine alternative. Finally, tobacco alternatives that don't suck.
Researched and developed for 3 years to be made for people, not patients. Lucy has created a nicotine gum with 4 milligrams of nicotine that comes in 3 flavors, wintergreen, cinnamon, and pomegranate. Lucy also has a lozenge with 4 milligrams of nicotine in cherry ice flavor. Each and every flavor actually tastes great and it's convenient and discreet. Products can be enjoyed anywhere on flights, at work, on the go, or even in the gym.
I am so happy that Lucy is sponsoring us. Ever since they came on board, I have gotten no less than 5 of my friends transitioned over to Lucy and put their cigarettes down. They like the gum. I'm used to seeing the packages all around. This stuff is great, and it's really helping people make much healthier choices. So get on board and join the Lucy movement.
Hey, it's 2021. Get rid of your cigarettes, unplug your vape, throw out your dip, and get some Lucy nicotine gum or lozenges. This is the real deal. A subscription to Lucy comes directly to your door each month. It's so simple that you don't even have to leave your house because Lucy has delivery down.
Reality NSFW listeners, go to lucy.co and use promo code SURVIVOR to get 20% off all products, including gum or lozenges. That's lucy.co and use promo code SURVIVOR at checkout. Also, I have to give this disclaimer. Warning, this product contains nicotine derived from tobacco. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. That's lucy.co, and be sure to use that promo code SURVIVOR.
This episode of Reality NSFW is sponsored by Blue Chew. Say it with us, Blue Chew. Blue Chew is making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that can help men get stronger and longer lasting erections. That's right, we're giving away super hard dicks.
Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets help men achieve harder, stronger erections to combat all forms of ED.
Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so
the future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
No visits to the doctor offices, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. And it ships right to your door in a discreet package. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. And the best part, it's all done online.
Blue Chew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength for your prescription. Don't like swallowing pills? No problem here. Blue Chew's Sildenafil and Tadalafil tablets are chewable. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA and they prepare and ship direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy.
Hey, if you're looking to give that immunity idol to someone, or you don't want to be voted out of a crater, don't worry, Blue Chew's got you covered. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information.
And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use promo code SURVIVOR at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's Blue Chew, BlueChew.com, promo code SURVIVOR to receive your first month free. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
We're all trying to eat better, but healthy breakfast doesn't have to be boring. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but without all the bad stuff. And it's amazing as a midnight snack right before bed.
0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. That's only 140 calories per serving.
It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, and low-carb. And build your own box. Available flavors to build your very own custom bundle are cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, blueberry, cinnamon, cookies and cream, and my favorite, maple waffle. Now, Magic Spoon recently brought back their two super popular flavors, cookies and cream and maple waffle. Thank goodness. But they're back permanently. And when these flavors were first introduced for a limited time, they sold out extremely quickly. Now, I'm here to let you know you can get them again or try them for the first time. Why? Because they're delicious and indulgent.
Johnny, Magic Spoon has so many great flavors that I really enjoy, and even my kids enjoy them. We have the cocoa, fruity frosted, peanut butter. All these are really great combinations. They enjoy waking up in the morning and getting some Magic Spoon right off to start their day great before they head off to school. I think everybody listening should give Magic Spoon a try, or if you've tried them already, it's time to reorder. Let's get you some more Magic Spoon and get your day started right.
Hey, when I finish a podcast late at night, the first thing I'm thinking is not sleep. It's let me grab a delicious bowl of Magic Spoon before I go to bed.
So go to magicspoon.com/survivor to grab a custom bundle of cereal and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code SURVIVOR at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/survivor and use the code SURVIVOR to save $5 off. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this podcast.
And you know who enjoys Magic Spoon?
Who?
Let's see. Oh my God, it's not giving me permission. Son of a bitch. There we go. There's Ayana and Maddie. They just got their Magic Spoon.
Nice.
There you go.
They have their Magic Spoon. They are. They just got it today. How cool is that? So, hi, Ayana and Maddie. I get your Magic Spoon right now. MagicSpoon.com. Promo code SURVIVOR. All right. So, yes. Melinda twists her ankle. I don't feel it was a difference maker, but gosh darn it, it could have been.
Yeah, I've been there, done that, and it really impacts the way that you can run, especially with how far they've been able to run.
And, I was there.
In particular. Yeah, Alex was there when I busted my ankle in a soccer game together, so that was fun.
And did Alex Nehemiah and say that he'd carry you on his back if you needed?
No, I walked the off side. The field by myself with no help.
I offered, and you said, no,
I'm
you're
stubborn.
Good.
Alex knows I'm stubborn. I'm like, no, I got this.
And then I'm like, okay.
Sweet. If you want to be like, okay, then okay.
Be like Alex. No, that's not a good pitch for that.
That's not, it's the opposite. Don't go to Blue Chew if you just want to be okay. But if you want to, so I'm so mad that I didn't.
Just go get a Viagra then.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Oh, come on. Then you got to wait an hour. Who wants to do that? When you're ready to go, you're ready to go. So,
that's only okay.
Yeah. Darrell and Janelle almost make a fatal flaw here. They go to red and not blue because the skull is red in the background of the directions, but the words clearly say blue. And we learn a valuable lesson that we've been taught since elementary days. Reading is fundamental, folks.
I think that's like the theme of this episode.
It is. I felt like I was watching The Amazing Race.
Oh, that's a good comparison.
Yes. Like every time on The Amazing Race, when you have the one team that just can't finish the challenge, and then they go and read the directions like one time all the way through, and they go, oh, it was just this.
Okay, let's get a campaign to get Darrell on The Amazing Race then.
Sweet, sweet. So,
but let's do
Leo,
it.
Leo Rush wants to do Survivor. There's a...
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. All right, so while Darrell and Janelle are walking around aimlessly to the wrong place with the wrong with flashlights for no reason, we get Sweat by Inner Circle. You may know Inner Circle from their hit Bad Boys on Cops. Is Cops shown anywhere in 2022?
There's probably a channel.
I mean, other than Pluto.
Well, Pluto has a lot of stuff on it.
Yeah, I like that's it when people point. Go. I like it when people go, Survivor's on Pluto. I gotta stop it.
I'm like, no shit, but you can find Survivor like everywhere else too.
Yeah, I'll pay the $9.95 to watch commercial free. Thank you. So, I don't know if Pluto has commercials, but I'm not gonna sit there and like plan like 2 weeks out of how I'm gonna watch TV versus pressing a button and using a search. Anyway, Tech and Ayana wanna go to the cave and Tech Money. Tech, you're my boy, and I love you for this because this is very Johnny Fairplay-esque. Let's just write this shit down.
Work smarter, not harder.
Yes. Ayana, you cannot write that. It's against the rules. Well, I mean, does it have to be?
And then Tech goes, okay, then you remember it.
I'll wait for you outside.
Yes, I'm not even going to memorize one.
You're good. We saw you do a memory challenge. Do it again.
Yeah, remember the one that you wanted to do all by yourself? Here's another one. Enjoy. What a tandem. I love it. It takes two. It takes two.
They're a brother and sister forced to live together. So they downgraded from old married couple to brother and sister forced to live together through old age.
Yeah. Well, it happens.
Sounds about accurate. I just don't think that anyone's really going to top that type of duo in a future season. At least I hope not, because they were just amazing television to watch.
Did they have any chance of winning? I mean, we're talking about the other teams are elite. They really are.
No, they unfortunately they didn't really have a true shot. By the time they finished their first puzzle, like everyone or like two of the teams were already done two of the checkpoints, and Darrell and Janelle were about to figure out that they were at the wrong checkpoint, and then Janelle was going to beast it out and get a second checkpoint win for them. So it's like it was very hard pressed to see them win.
Yeah. But I like, and I don't think the edit was shown for the win. And you guessed the MJ and John A edit last tweet, and I did not like it. I was like, no, there's no way.
Well, I mean, Tech and Ayana had a chance. It was just at the very beginning when they were in first place for about 30 seconds.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, as I said, they were fun to root for, but I just feel that the deck was stacked. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm getting phone calls, and the best way to answer a question like that is a picture says 1,000 words. All right.
You're
so,
just that popular.
Yes. Phase one winners, Nehemiah and Melinda, they filled in their mandala faster than anyone else.
What's a mandala? We don't know.
I don't know. Who the fuck knows? All right.
And very close behind Darrell and Janelle finish.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And for their win, we get It Feels So Good by Sonique.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, they're deep cut, Pete.
Deep cut. I don't know what to go with it.
Yes. So Ayana wants to quit at this point. Donna wants to quit at this point. And we have two different philosophies from their partners. You have Darrell going, you can't quit. You have MJ going, you can't quit, give me a hug. And you have Tech Money going, yeah, that's cool.
Tech's like, are you good? I can go.
I mean, I don't want to go, but I could if I really had to. But it'd be a lot easier to say it.
I will say TJ handled this a lot better than he usually does. So you can tell he likes this cast.
Yeah, yeah. And Sam, did you hear about Darrell? No, I bet you're going to tell us. So
Sam always
has
something to tell us.
If it's about the DUI, yes, we did hear about that.
We do know about that. But
no, Drunk in Public.
Or Drunk in Public, sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How do you guys think Tech and Ayana would have done with the eating portion?
I think they both would have killed it.
And Ayana would have done well with the puzzle.
Yeah, because she had
she
something
did that
similar.
Challenge.
Yeah. Yeah. So we have Ayana explain TJ. Your final is the truth, TJ. and she is right. I mean, like I blocked someone on like a bit grabbing clips or interview from previous week with Ayana talking about the last episode and some asshole, you know, felt the need to, you know, respond and at, you know, both Ayana and me and saying, you know, you can't call yourself because her social media handle is superhero Ayana. And they're like, he says, you know, you can't call yourself a superhero if you're a quitter. I promptly blocked that idiot. And I love to see this motherfucker attempt any of this.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is super superhuman shit, superhero shit. These people are all fucking special to even come close to finishing this. This was not this, as I said, this was fucking torture.
Yeah. And like Ayana will be the first person to admit that like she wasn't in like the shape that she wishes she was in like for this season.
Yeah.
You know,
she got a call out of nowhere after 15 fucking years. You know, you have Johnny Fairplay, who like an idiot runs 3 to 10 miles a day and has been for 6 years waiting for this fucking mysterious fucking phone call. So Ayana, she might have been waiting for that phone call, but you know, fast forward 15 years, it's just like, okay, is the phone call ever fucking gonna come?
And honestly, like, superhero is subjective. Like, if you're asking her to be a made-up comic book character, then yeah, she's not a superhero. But like, she, I felt more than anyone, represents like the average person.
Yeah.
Going in, like, how an average person would go about seeing this final.
Yeah, and I want to see this asshole fucking pole wrestle Ayana. You want to see a superhero? That motherfucker's going to feel like he went against Superman and lost.
I'll tell you this, she ain't blowing a kiss to him.
Yeah.
Oh, that is fair.
She might afterwards.
maybe on his grave.
Yes, yes. So, yeah, here we go. Molly Gray, TJ knew Ayana tried her best, and doing that in the heat was insane, hard on its own, but in that weather, it'd be brutal. Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah. And then Molly also says, anyone who tries to police someone else's IG handle is a fucking douche. There you go. And I would tell you who this douche is, but I have box. I will know. But I assure you it's not, it's not, but it should be. Superhero douche should be their Twitter handle.
But they're not a superhero.
But they're not. Well, I mean, yeah. They might be a superhero being a douche.
I'd be like, you can keep the douche part.
Just get rid of the like superhero portion.
At okay. Douche.
How about Super Douche?
Oh, okay. Well, we could do that. That works.
Okay.
Super
there
Douche. There we go.
All right. They get All or Nothing by O-Town.
Oh, my God. So was Nick Lachey in O-Town?
I think
he's in 98 he Degrees.
That's what I think.
Okay. So I remember when I first moved to Los Angeles, there was this club called The Standard that was like one of the hot spots, you know. Guy at the door was an ass and you know, whatever. And I remember being there one night and it was me and some of my buddies and Nick Lachey was there with, I'm guessing, other members of 98 Degrees or whatever. And we were screaming at them, you put the V in Old Navy. and whatever. So, but I think we were making O-Town jokes, and you know, and they were like, we're 98 Degrees, and we're like, no, we're good with the O-Town jokes. So there. But fast forward to a couple years, I'm on the dance floor at I'm at a different club, and Jane Fonda by Mickey Avalon comes on. And I'm like, holy shit. And Nick Lachey is like right behind. He's like, holy shit. And we have a dance off to Mickey Avalon's Jane Fonda, which I have on vinyl. And pretty cool dude. So there you go. So, but yes, he did put the V in Old Navy. So, I don't know. Side notes. So yes. Tech leaves and walks over to Nehemiah and says, please win this motherfucker. And that's why I love this show being on Paramount Plus and not MTV.
I agree.
Yeah, for sure.
The raw emotion and exactly how people are feeling.
And he also says, I hope Nehemiah wins so that he can, you know, give me a little 100K.
Yes, just 100K. Which, if you're splitting with someone, that's a pretty big ask.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, 25-50K, you know, that might be the limit. No, this guy's like, all right, if you're walking away with 250 of the 500 paying taxes on it, I would like 100. Save the palace. I guess there's save renovations. The palace,
you know, royalty fees.
Yeah. All right. There you go. So next we have it's time for the eating challenge. And Alex, what all do we have going on here?
Yeah, so you have Mexican with a twist.
Yes.
A lot of food, but it's...
Everyone loves Mexican.
Yeah, everyone loves Mexican, but you know, it has a little bit of a twist. You know, that tostada is made out of fish eyes. That burrito is made with crickets. The nachos are topped with roaches. And you know what? To wash that all down with a tall glass of blood. Then, obviously, when you're cleared and good to go, you're going to haul ass to the end of the runway and solve
Was it a badass runway?
No, he didn't say it was badass, but we're getting there.
It wasn't badassery.
I'll add it where I feel it's necessary. So,
oh, thank you.
Amazing.
You have to remember, you have to solve equations and you have to remember those numbers because those are the combinations for that badass safe at the other end of the runway.
Oh,
open that safe that has 500 grand. And then you're going to haul ass again to that badass private plane.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
There we go.
And join TJ at the end.
And you know what? You get to join TJ. And that's, you know what? That's pretty badass.
It is pretty badass to join TJ at the end. So, yeah. So the eating challenge starts with More, More, More by Andrea True. And in an awesome DJ Blend by Pete, it goes into Steal My Sunshine by Lynn, one of my favorite songs. Way to go, Pete. I think that was the highlight for me, was Steal My Sunshine.
It was a good mix. There was a moment though during this eating portion where I thought we were watching like Nickelodeon, because like the puke was literally slime green.
Yeah.
Or you know, at least whatever was coming out of MJ's mouth was green.
Holy moly. Okay, so let's talk about the eating challenge. I felt in the history of eating challenges, whether it be Fear Factor, The Challenge, or Survivor, I feel like this is one of the easiest because you have the fish eyes that can be masked by the guacamole.
Right.
You had the
crickets.
The crickets were masked by the burrito wrap.
And also crickets are like not an as uncommon thing.
Yeah.
When it comes to bugs.
Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't there like rice in that too?
Yeah, I thought there was rice, and so no, I had crickets at Hearts Reality. You know, one of the fans was bringing around, you know, stuff for the survivors, and you know, we're like, yeah, we're badass, we'll eat crickets. So absolutely, the tins would have spice. And then, lastly, was the roaches. Nacho cheese covers up anything.
Yeah.
So I just felt
it's like what Darrell says, mind over matter. It's just like, don't even think about just do it.
But I think the problem was MJ puking.
Yeah.
You have someone like just like a faucet violently throwing up beside you for minutes on end. It is not helping your cause.
Yeah, it doesn't help you keep your food down. But I will say, nothing will ever top Corey vomiting in comparison to MJ. Like, Corey's is wild.
Yeah, I don't... This was...
No, Corey's is better.
Was this funnier?
It was funnier because it was green.
Yeah, this was funny. This was funny.
I felt bad for John A, who just has to keep, like, side-eyeing MJ, like, dude...
And is going like to the left, and she's like, oh my god, like I'm literally getting this dude's vomit on me.
Yeah.
And he still had that on his shirt too when they were running and everything. It was still present.
You don't got time to clean.
I know. Yeah.
Clean after you get that 500K.
I'm willing to bet 500K that in that private jet, TJ goes, you guys stink.
Yeah.
Because that's close quarters.
After he had taken like his third shower of the day, he's like all nice and clean.
Yeah. I like how he doesn't even bother watching the end of the final and just sitting on it. He's like,
he's just going to sit there and be like, let's see who comes. Who's going to come?
Yeah.
Who's the most badass?
Yeah. You think he was just debating on who the most badass was silently to himself?
I think he's thinking about how, like, I wonder if I flew this, if they flew it up high enough, how far it would be safely to jump.
Yeah, because that would be badass.
Right, like let me get my GoPro and film something.
If only I had my sidekick. Oh man, wait.
And like hop off on my Razor scooter.
Yes. So, Burning Heart by Survivor for our finishing run to the to our equations, and. I don't know how I do with these, but apparently not as good as John A and MJ would have done if I had to guess.
I'm not giving MJ the credit there.
Oh, yeah.
It was a lot of this season, once again, comes to, like, the women taking control of, the important stuff and going, like, let me handle this. Just sit in the corner. And all the guys go, perfect. I don't know this shit.
Yeah, and I like it better that, like, I mean, because we've seen CT and whoever on TJ's final, where CT does everything and then they do a split at the end, where, you know, it's like everyone earned their money.
Yeah, like everyone who was there, like there was no one that was freeloading off of the other contestant.
Yeah, so I loved it. So, so the run for the they all. The safes, it's not that far apart, and they all have difficulties with the safes, whether they had the right combination or not, or whether they chose to just read the fucking directions on how to input the combination. But first out is MJ and John A, and we had the remix of Hey Now You're an All-Star, originally done by Smash Mouth, and we've heard this as the promotional vehicle for All-Star season two, you know, going into this season, which I think is an amazing song. I like the song already.
Yeah.
But this revisitation of it, I think is super cool. Like, you know, it was powerful, and our winners are MJ and John A.
And what do you think about that? Like, I'm super stoked, John A got the win, and how do you feel about MJ getting the win, Johnny?
I'm pretty stoked that John A got the win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, we didn't hear about MJ taking anyone's crown. We saw John A physically take Yes's crown. He said, you asked who wanted it. I'm taking it.
Yeah. I think.
I love the callback also. Like, they're calling back to the last final. Showing this, the confessional from Yes, showing Yes's win, and then immediately, like, sinking over to, well, here's your new winner. Here's our new face of All Stars, and it's John A.
Yeah. I mean, it's so weird, like, you know, paying tribute to the legacy of the show that, you know, from season to season, much like Australian Survivor does at the beginning of each season, that, you know, we don't bother to do an America's version of Survivor because we don't care.
I feel that there's more precedent, though, to do it on a show like The Challenge, where you consistently have people come back. You're following their stories. You feel like you're on the journey with them. And there's a lot of John A fans out there that wanted her to get that win. So when they get to see the little highlights of her package, like, it's hitting home, not just for her family, but for all of her fans who've been supporting her this whole time.
Yeah. And it's the next chapter in Johnny's story. I mean, you know, like, for those of you that have been reading the Johnny book. So, no, I thought it was great. And then we see it's night. It's a badass mansion. I mean, it's badass, Alex.
It's badass. It's badass pool as well.
There's a badass fire pit.
Yeah, there's badass TJ just rubbing his hands together. He thought this was good, which they were so confident that they knew that this season was good that they were like, "Well, if you thought this was good,
wait
until next time."
Yeah, well, they should have done that at the end of what's it? Spies, Lies, and Allies.
Well, they should have been. If you thought this was shit,
yeah,
just wait.
The next. Yeah, just wait. No, the next one has to be better, right?
It has to.
It's so frustrating.
It will be.
So frustrating. Like, we are watching All Stars, and we're watching them produce great episodes that are only 45 minutes. The final was one episode, and you had so much content in it.
Yeah.
It's like, if the Paramount Plus series, like, Mark Long, I know you're listening because you love our stuff. Thank you for bringing good challenge back,
because
we sure as hell not getting it on the main show.
No. So we're in Panama, and we get a little bit of a remix of Closing Time that's in the background, and TJ says, wait till you see what I have in store for them next.
And it says coming soon. So I do wonder, and I think this is a good strategy on them, especially because they knew they weren't going to be filming 38 for a while.
They're going
by
back
banking
to
these two seasons during 2021 and have them do another like 10 weeks.
Yep.
it'll like almost line up perfectly to get you into the summer when they'll that'll probably be when they release season 38, which hopefully will not be on a Wednesday, but knowing our luck will be.
Oh, it's going to be on a Wednesday because they have the ridiculousness at all hours.
I don't know that show.
Is that show new? If I'm trying to find ridiculousness, is there a certain time I should turn to MTV?
I have to think about that. You might have to, you know, do a little of searching.
If I press the button right now, will it be there?
It might.
It could be.
It will be. It absolutely will be. There's no way it's not. It is literally on right now. It has. So yeah. Congrats, John A. Congrats, Pete, for killing it again with the music. Congrats to Mark Long for making this happen. We did want OGs. We still want OGs. Congrats to this entire cast. They kicked butt. So yeah. No duds.
No duds. It was a great season. Congrats to these three people podcasting about this show right now and actually having a fun time doing it.
Yeah. What a refreshing change.
Well, I mean, we try in the regular show to have
fun. Yeah, I don't have to try, though.
This is not trying. This is just easy.
Yep, there you go. So with that, we will check out our Survivor coverage. Check us out on the Patreon. We just started Australian Survivor from 2019. Yep. Episode 1 went up on Friday. The podcast discussing it went up on Tuesday. Episode 2 will be posted tomorrow, and then we'll do the podcast for that Monday night. Alex joined us for the premiere episode on the Australian Survivor coverage. We will be that's all available at adfreensfw.com. We also do the weekly Q&A there, and then we will be covering Australia's version of Survivor, the new one with the Queen going down under. Mm-hmm. That starts January 31st, so look for coverage here right where you're watching this at youtube.com/realitynsfw, or search Reality NSFW on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you podcast. You can find us. Don't forget, rate us 5 stars. Give us a positive review. That makes a difference. If you don't like it, please just go away. No one asked you to be here. So with that, thank you, Lauren. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, Johnny.
Oh, okay. We always have to thank you.
Right?
I know you don't like thanking yourself, so
I have no problem thanking. I take a blue chew and I thank myself like it's going out of style. And with that,
Stormcoat Survivor.
We'll see you next time. And for more Reality NSFW content, visit adfreensfw.com.